Fish and Game Forecast, Saltwater, Lower Coast Focus, Baffin Bay Area, by Captain Jared Merritt. The Alizon Alternative. We had a few months with decent tidal fluctuation in Baffin Bay during late winter and early spring. This is why we talked in the last article about different parts of our beautiful bay system. We had a few days where there was no water at our boat ramp to launch a boat. In the last issue, we talked about the Cayo del Grullo and Laguna Salada portions of the Baffin Bay system. This time, we are including Alizon Bay, along with the northern shoreline of the main Baffin Bay named portion of this big body of water. I normally do not fish north of the mouth of Baffin Bay. I tend to stay in Baffin Bay proper, or between the mouth of the bay and south side of the land cut. Alizon Bay can be an exciting and intriguing place to fish. It consists of somewhat deeper water in the center with a few deep, tall, and wide rock structures. These rock structures can be somewhat visible on low tide days, along with the same structure being non-visible but hittable for some boats on other days. It boasts a long shoreline that has some mud and a lot of sandy bottoms. The sand proves to be a nice hard bottom for wade fishermen in some pockets to the east side shoreline and most of the west. There are channels of belly mud that fish like to lay in when the water is skinny and hot. This is an ideal area for you to drift. These days are a must for a fisherman to pay attention to water levels. What I mean by this is many times you can run these shallows on plane, but will not be able to get back up or simply cannot stop. There are mud humps that will not allow you to. These are just some things to know about Alizon Bay that makes up a portion of Baffin. There is also the section that continues to the east from Starvation Point to the most northeastern edge of Baffin Bay. Starvation Point, East Kleberg Point, Tide Gauge, and Cat Head form this area before you reach the mouth where the Badlands meet the group. This shoreline consists of both a hard, sandy, and small rock bottom to mud, and some very large rock piles that can sometimes be seen just inches above the water's surface. Most notably, but absolutely not limited to, the rocks at East Kleberg Point. And let's not forget the big sandbar at the Tide Gauge. Email Captain Merritt at jaredmerritt@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.